Get it? The Burt Show.
Sort of officially, it's been known as Cinco de Mayo. Unofficially, it's Gringos Puking on Tequila Day. That is Cinco de Mayo. But we are changing that this year. Hey, Chuck, it's Cinco de Mayo. Let's go ahead and celebrate Mexican Independence Day. Even though we couldn't even point to a map, we don't even know where Mexico is. That's what Cinco de Mayo has been. It's not Mexican Independence Day. It's a reason to drink your faces off, okay? We are not joining that crowd this year. We are doing something less superficial and actually trying to help out Mexican businesses, own businesses.
Yeah, so if you go to theburtshow.com, you're going to see an easy form to fill out. If you have a Mexican-owned small business and you would like some attention on your business, you're passionate about what you're doing, and you feel like the world needs to know about it, well, we're here to help you spread the word. All you have to do is go to theburtshow.com. You're also going to leave a voicemail and just, you know, try not to get nervous. I remember when we did this for teachers and they just like,
I still get nervous leaving voicemails for people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm being judged.
We did this for like teachers and their wish lists for their classes, and they had such a hard time bragging about themselves and like why they needed stuff. So try to get over those nerves and leave us a voicemail. You can even leave us a voicemail in Spanish if you want to. And we will take that and we'll turn it into like a commercial for you, and we'll put you on the air and we will highlight your Mexican-owned business.
That's how we're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo week right there. So that number is 404-951-1360. And if you're driving and you can't write that down right now, just go to theburtshow.com and all the info is there for Cinco de Mayo week. We have accidentally caused some tension between our producer Romeo and his madre.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, I wouldn't say it was tension, but it was definitely a conversation that I've never like had with her before. You know
We've
what I mean?
Forced you into an awkward conversation with your mama.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
You're welcome.
You know. Now, well, yes. Now, thank you.
Okay.
But at the time when it was happening, I was a little nervous about it, like with anything that I ever do in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And well, I think you guys saw my face with the bit that you guys wanted us to do with our moms choosing a date for us.
Yeah, so the Burt Show Youth Group, the dating scene is hard out there. And they've all been bringing stories to the table that revolve around how hard the dating scene is. So my suggestion was, let's have your moms pick the next person you go out with. If these dating apps suck, if the bar scene sucks, let's give your moms a chance to choose the next person you go out with. We actually had Abby's mom on yesterday and Katie's mom on yesterday, and they took the assignment. They understood the assignment, and they went in hard to find dates. Today was supposed to be Romeo and Rebecca's turn. Their moms were supposed to come on and share the people they have chosen, but we hit a little bump in the road.
Mm-hmm. I knew this was going to be a tough putt for Romeo because he's told us before, Romeo's from El Salvador. Mm-hmm. His parents are from El Salvador, and his mom speaks broken English. So to have her come on the radio and pick a date for him, we knew that was going to be tough.
Yeah, and I think that was one of like the first struggles that I like initially came to my mind, whereas I know my mom is very sheepish when it comes to like her English, and like she like the 5-10 words that she actually knows, like she kind of reserves them for emergencies use, basically. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I knew she wasn't gonna be down for it, and so I asked her like through text message, like if she wanted to be part of like a radio bit, and like I got an immediate no. So I was like, all right, well, I have to tell Tommy now. And Tommy was like, well, like translate for her, like we can make it work. And I was like, great. So I was going to ask her in person because I figure if I do it in person, it's going to be easier to convince. That was my thought process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Katie recorded with her mom.
Yeah.
And like, she doesn't have to come live on the radio. Like, you can record the conversation with her and then you can translate.
Right. And so that was going to be like the initial plan. So on Saturday, we had planned a trip to Blue Ridge, which is like an hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. And I saw that as an opportunity that I was going to be alone with my mom. We're going to be stuck in a car for about an hour and a half.
That's when you choose to have these in-depth conversations, don't you?
Well, you can't escape it. You know, you're driving in the freeway. You can't run at that point.
The only way to get out of it is to open the door and tuck and roll, baby.
Yeah,
at 55.
Exactly. And so it was one of those situations where like I get in the car and I immediately start feeling my nerves coming in, and the anxiety of I'm gonna have this conversation with my mom. And it was, I think the anxiety came because I've never have had a conversation with my mom about girls. Like, I've never approached my parents about dating advice. I never had to talk from them. I've never truly sat down with them. I've ever had a conversation about girlfriends.
Is this fairly common in Latino culture?
I don't think so.
Okay, this
I don't
is just
know.
A you thing.
I feel like it's just a me thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. I think there is other people that struggle with like kind of like talking about dating. Mm-hmm. But like even for like if we're watching a movie and like a sexual scene comes on, like I still get like all shy and weird around them.
I do too.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
so that's normal.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
That's normal.
All right, cool. Yes. So have you
ever introduced girlfriends to your parents?
Two.
Okay.
Only two. And those have been the ones that have made it past the 1 year mark, basically.
Okay.
And so that's like the other fear. Like I've never brought girls home. Mm-hmm. It was always this weird thing. Like I never had advice from them. And so like this time around, I approached her, we're in the car, and she brought up something about like a radio bit that we had done, and I saw that as the opportunity to bring it up. So I was like, perfect, this is the time. Don't even think about it, just go. And so I was like, hey, the guys at the radio, they want you to do this bit where you choose a date for me and basically you find me just a date. And she was like, well, aren't you still dating your ex-girlfriend, basically? And that's when I was like, no, we've broken up for quite a while now. And she didn't know.
And how long have you been broken up?
Like 6 months at this point.
Yeah. And you're acting surprised like she doesn't know, but you're the only person she would find out from and you haven't told her.
Well, because, like, okay, so she did see me. That's the thing. She did see me like upset and sad one day. And I told her that we were going through some tough times and
okay.
I thought that it was over, or that it was going to be over, basically. So
okay.
I did mention that to her kind of in passing. And
but you never full out came out and told your mom, hey, by the way,
like it's done.
Me and Blank broke up.
Yeah. And I've taken trips to California, which is like in the West Coast where my girlfriend lived in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she thought that those trips were to go see her.
Okay.
And that wasn't the case. So I thought we still had that connection, or she thought we still had that connection.
Well, she couldn't have been like terribly like bummed out by the breakup because... Was she? Because she had only met her like one time?
No, she met her a few times.
Oh, she did?
Like a few times, yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
Every time that she came over, she would stay at our place. And that was the thing that I got a rejection from her participating in the bit because she apparently really, really loves and adores my ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she believed that my ex-girlfriend was the one for me.
Oh.
And that's what I got told.
Did you kind of know that? Is that why you... kind of was hesitant to mention it.
Is that why you avoided the conversation?
Yeah. I think so. I always saw like this was like the girl that my mom fell in love with. And like they had so many similarities as well. Like mm-hmm. them both losing their parents at a young age. Them like the way they grew up. And so it was just kind of like, I don't want to participate because I don't feel comfortable. I loved her so much. I adore her.
So she felt like she'd be selling out your ex if she chooses your next date.
Basically.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
You get a pass on this one.
But well, now make somebody from the show take Mama's place. I'm thinking Mama KK.
Need a radio mama?
because you know her history with matchmaking.
Because I'm so good at it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
terrible.
This is a way we could kill two birds with one stone. You do the choosing, and if it comes through, this will be your first successful match made.
Do you trust me?
I mean, the resume doesn't really, stand out.
It doesn't sound like a hard yes.
You can come out with me and my mom this weekend. She'll make you a sign.
Oh, no, I'm good with that. No.
Well, those are your options, me or Abby's mom with the sign with
come
your
on,
photo
Kristen.
On it.
I'll give you a shot.
You give me
maybe,
a shot.
Maybe it'll work on a younger generation.
Okay.
What if we have all the moms choose a date for Romeo? He goes on several dates. So Mama KK, Abby's mom, Katie's mom, and then we can have battle of the moms within this to see who chooses the best.
Oh my God, this thing just
Romeo
exploded.
Wow. He didn't even want to do this to begin with. Now right. He's going on nine dates.
No. I have to date women.
It's awful.
And I was trying to give KK the benefit of the doubt and give her good odds. Now you got other people on
I'm doomed.
All right, chew on it. That's all I'm saying. Chew on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Allie has called back in. She called us about an hour ago, and she told us that she was driving to her new job, but she was also having cold feet, probably because she hasn't told her old job that she's not showing back up again. She hasn't quit. So she's literally at a fork in the road. Do I go to the new job or do I go to my old job and tell them I'm not coming in and then go to the new job? Do I just not show up? What do I do? Hey, Allie.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, what'd you end up doing?
I'm going to the new job.
New job.
New job. All right.
They'll be excited. What are you going to do about the old job?
So I've already called in sick. I thought that was a really good way to just, like, buy a little bit of time. And, of course, the receptionist was so sweet and kept asking what she could do. And then she put me on with my boss, who offered to have soup delivered. So I feel even worse now. But
oh, wow. Allie, let's do this right now. I want to hear what your sick voice sounds like. Okay, so I'm picking up the phone, and I'm the boss, right? Hey, Allie. Hey, I hear you're not feeling really good.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so good today.
You didn't change anything.
You sound fine.
Else.
Yeah, you sound like, what's going on? You sound fine.
I just, you know, I think I ate something bad. I'm not feeling, you know, up to coming in. I'm so terrible at this.
Well, you sound fine to me. If you don't make it in today, you know what? You are fired.
Okay.
Which would work out great for you.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. All right. So you weren't very convincing there. So you call it. The boss is like totally cool about it. So now what?
Yeah, now I've got to have that conversation tomorrow, or probably later today, I think. But I'm going to go to the new job for now and just focus on the positive.
All right. So when you call them later and you say you're sick, you just say, I'm actually just sick of working for you. And then you move on to the new job.
Wow, you just you burnt every bridge to a crisp there.
Yeah, it's already gone. Yeah. All right. So you're going to call them later, tell them, and then move on to the new job?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck and have a good first day, honey.
Don't be late.
Thank you.
Get it. The Bird Show.